Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Prosers. Welcome to Prosy's Corner with Mara and Nikki W, two BFFs, working every other weekend to elevate, motivate, and inspire. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, everyone. You know, my usual.
Well, today we have a couple of announcements before we get started with our fantastic show. The Davenports is live and available on Amazon, formatted correctly, without typos. We have had so much going on with the Davenports. I don't know. But it's live, and you can get it on Amazon, and you can also get the Journey Tomorrow Pros. Nikki and I are still in works on planning the first book launch for it, well, the relaunch. We're dealing with a lot of places and getting contracts and everything else, so stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on that. And what other things do we have, Nikki? I think we're all up to date. If you're not reading with us in the book club, then you should be. You should be reading a romance, and it's really of your choice. You know, we haven't really been voting. July is coming around. We're going to recommend some books. Nikki's going to recommend some books, and we're going to vote on it still. But since everybody's kind of doing their own thing this summer, I just say read, pay attention to the snippets that we're posting about the book, and let's go from there. And then we'll dive into questions and answers again after August.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing to do. Okay, so now let's get to our show. We have an amazing show with two very talented actors. We're so glad to finally have them on the show, especially Benny, because his schedule has been very hectic, and so it's taken months to get him on the show. We're so happy. So, Nikki, you want to introduce him?
Yes, I do. I'm going to I was reading through his bio, and it's fantastic. I have to read some of it. He's an actor from Brooklyn, New York, whose experience specialized in dramatic and action films. During the past few years, his roles have gained momentum and variety, as well as depth, which has made him a popular talent for local productions. So we're so, so, so excited to have Benny on the show today. Welcome, Benny.
Welcome, Benny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
We're doing good.
We're
doing good. We had technical difficulties this morning, but, you know, rocking and rolling still.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
That is our
it's
vibe.
It's real life.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the introduction as well. Too kind. Thank you.
Well, hey, it's your work. You do it. I just read it. It's amazing.
I enjoyed watching the YouTube clips that you sent, Benny.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Seriously, you are very, very good at it.
Thank you so much. I'm too gracious. I appreciate you.
So I gave the listeners a brief overview, you know, of, you know, kind of who you are, but you want to tell us how you got started in the business?
Yeah. Well, like you mentioned there, I'm originally from New York, but I moved down here years ago. And I had a couple of friends that were already in the industry about 6.5 years ago. And you know, they tried to talk me into it, and I wasn't too into it. I was just, you know, writing poetry at the time. You know, my family wasn't too happy about that anyways. And then when I went to my first gig as an extra, it just took over from there. It was, I took my first gig six and a half years ago today, well, August actually, and I've never looked back. I fell in love with the industry, and I fell in love with, you know, just networking and growing as an artist. And I continue to do it to this day. I had some training as well. I went to school for it. I went to Truthful Acting. Phenomenal experience, you know, learning from great teachers and instructors, and learning from other actors as well. And it's just been a phenomenal journey.
Sounds like it. It sounds like everything's really fast. Mickey, you're all set.
I summed it up pretty quickly, but yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Wow.
I just met the right people, you know, and it's just amazing that the blessings that were given to me, and just everything, how it happened, you know. I mean, sometimes people get nervous and afraid, and, you know, they kind of second-guess themselves. And I'm not going to lie. I did at first, but, you know, I thought to myself, I'm never going to try anything if I'm afraid. So
right,
I did it.
Yeah, and I, you know, I've heard that a lot of times with acting. You do just have to just dive in there, because it is so nerve-wracking when you're doing auditions and, you know, you're in the spotlight and you're wondering if they're going to choose you. I mean, I can't imagine. I always wanted to do acting, but I was never brave enough to do it. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll act the Davenport's out or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll put you in it too, Vinny. Yeah. You'll have a part too, Vinny.
All right.
Nikki, you got some more questions?
I do. So, you reading your bio, you like dramatic and anti-hero roles. You don't really hear that much. What drew you to that area? Everybody wants to be the hero, you know?
Right. I chose the anti-hero roles because, for me, they're challenging. You know, you have to dig really deep in the character to find out. You know, they typically don't want to be the hero at first. It just happens they end up being that way towards the end, but there's a lot of, you have to, like, pretty much like your soul searching, you're going deep into a character's inner being, and it's just a very challenging and just awesome to create a character such as those. So that's why I love to do those roles.
Mm-hmm. Is it harder, you think, to be more dramatic than to be funny, silly, or whatever?
I think it's all around. I mean, you know, with comedy, you have to have that, you know, comedic timing, and you have to do just as much homework as you would with drama. But it's definitely a different dynamic as far as it's all fun, but it's you have to go down a path, especially for the drama portions in the film, or character rather. You have to go down this path, and it's really tough, but it's definitely rewarding at the end, you know.
Mhm. I know watching your demo reel. You do like comedy?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, yeah, it's just as hard, but it's a different dynamic. It's really fun.
Mhm.
Yeah, especially when you get to do improv as well, and that's just, you just go with it, and it's just so much fun.
Is that a part of your acting school? You know, you do improv.
Improv, yeah, they do teach improv, but I mean, they mainly teach a technique that's pretty much well known in the industry. It's called the Meisner. I learned the Meisner technique. I also learned a little bit of Chekhov and these different techniques they teach you in preparation for these roles. So yeah, they do teach a lot of great. They give a lot of great tools that you need. And it's also a family-oriented type place, so it's very good to learn from. Well, from my experience, anyways. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yes, Nikki.
Do you have any questions?
I do. So I wanted to talk about what you've been working on lately, Benny, that has you so, so busy that it took forever to get you on the show.
Yes. I was working on a few things. I was working on a drama / comedy. It's called Whatever You Do.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, just the preparation and the rehearsals and then the actual production filming kind of kept me busy, and as well as in between, I was doing like infomercials and some, you know, commercials. So I've just been bouncing around on different things. Also, my most recent one I did was J for Justice, and that was the weekend that I was supposed to be on the show. However, I was preparing for that, and you know, that was another fun. Experience, a great experience, meeting up with a great cast, crew, and all nine yards. But yeah, I've been a little busy.
Yeah. Yes, you have. So tell us, you know what, for the listeners, like, what have you done that they would recognize that's very mainstream?
What have I done that's very mainstream? As far as mainstream, like whether it be commercials or film,
either way, yeah, whatever you think they will recognize.
Well, I've done the Disney Junior commercial years ago, and I see it floating around every now and then on Facebook, YouTube, things of that nature, funny story. I also did Ballers, and I was just supposed to be like just, you know, background, and I ended up being like featured on there. That was a great experience. Ballers, Miami. That was before they were changed from Miami to California. But yeah, that was a fun one.
Wow.
I had a picture floating around of people seeing me on that show, and that was fun.
I bet. And that was Ballers on HBO?
Yes.
But did you get to meet The Rock?
Not that day, no.
Oh.
That would have been fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my future husband, so anybody that gets to know anytime close to him, I try to say, well, do you have his number? You know, can you tell him that, you know, I'm out here waiting to marry him?
Gotcha.
My friends are so used to that, Benny, they just don't even pay attention to it anymore.
Yeah.
I was talking to my good friend Rob, and I said something about marrying The Rock, and he's like, mm-hmm. And I said, I just love the way you go along with it. He goes, well, you say it so much, and for so many years, I mean, we don't have anything else to say.
I hear you.
So, Benny, okay, so one of the clips, and forgive me because I had to travel this morning, so I don't have a clip in front of me. There was a clip that was on your YouTube, and it looked like you were on a mountain telling somebody, or maybe a hill, and it was very dramatic. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You remember that, Nikki? What movie was that from? Because I really want to see that. That little clip made me really want to see that movie.
Yeah, that it's actually for a film I did a few years ago. It's called The Last One.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's premiering this year. Last thing I was told from the producers.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't too sure. I'm still not sure if they're going to premiere it in August or September, so I'm just waiting to hear about it. But last I heard, it was premiering in Malaysia in 70 theaters and Thailand and Africa. I mean, just different places. I'm excited to hear this. Nervous and excited at the same time. But
wow.
It was a great experience. It was actually on a mountain. We shot a lot of it in North Carolina in the mountains, and some of it we shot here in Florida as well.
Yeah, that was it was just a powerful piece, and I think it just really, really, you know, showed off your acting skills. Because, you know, some people, I'm sorry, we have some people that when they're acting, it's just like, oh, you probably want to go back to school just a little bit, you know. I don't want to be mean because I'm not an actor or can't judge anybody, but, I mean, it was spot on. You really felt that moment. It was like, oh, no, the clip is over. I want to see the rest. What happened?
Thank you. Too kind, it was a lot of work. We did work, you know, long hours and stuff like that, but it was a great experience. Definitely one I'll never forget. And there's a lot of great lessons, and it's just it was just a great experience all in all.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, and Nikki, Benny read The Journey, Tomorrow Prose.
Did you? Yeah. How'd you like it? Well, not to put you on the spot, but.
He tried to leave a review, but Prime wouldn't let him leave a review, so you don't have to answer that if you don't want to, Benny.
Yeah,
I just thought it was very interesting. I like the fact that the story is told using poetry. And I haven't read a book like that in a while, so it intrigued me. I used to write a lot of poetry before I started acting, so for me it was really comforting. I really liked it.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
And not just saying that I liked it because I'm her best friend, but I tell people about it, and I was like, I know this person that wrote this. You know, that's how good it is. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud because I know this person. 31 years. She wrote it. This is amazing.
You know how I knew it was okay is my mom was going through it, and my mom doesn't read my books until I put them like in front of her face and like look at my book. Okay, that's how my mother is, and she was reading through it. She's like, "Oh, this is kind of good," and that kind of good means it's excellent, okay? So I'm like, that's the main test.
Okay.
Yes, mom likes it.
That's awesome. That's
the testament.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot more books to come, so.
Yeah.
It's another form of art, so that's definitely awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Did you have another question, Nikki?
Yeah, I was just going to, you know, I always ask this question, and I'll be asking Roy this question so he can give him time to think about it. I always ask this question when we interview all of our actors, you know, top five, think of top five, and your top five people that if you could work with, who would you work with? If you could choose anybody alive or deceased, who would you want to work with?
Oh, man.
That's hard, huh? I should have told you this ahead of time so you could think.
I know, poor Nikki. I mean, she put you on the spot so many times. You might want to narrow it down to, like, maybe three, Nikki.
Top five? Okay, just do three. Give me three. Or two.
Three. Okay, yeah.
However many you could give me.
That's a long list for me, but because
I
look up to a lot of greats. There's so many that I've actually sat there and, you know, watched their stuff and just, you know, studied, listened to what they had to say. It's just a lot of great, amazing, talented, you know, mentors, I guess you should call them for me.
Wow.
I've got so many. Well, off the top of my head right now, I have Marlon Brando, who I thought he was amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought Marlon Brando is just phenomenal for me. And I would have loved to have worked with him. I think another one of my favorites is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jack Nicholson. Talk about getting into
Clint
your role.
Eastwood. Yeah. Tell me about it, right? Clint Eastwood is another one. Another Paul Strong one. I'd love to work with Meryl Streep. You know, she's another she's a great one as well.
Love Meryl. Love everything Meryl here.
Yes.
I think it would be definitely fun to work with Will Smith as well. I mean, he's just he's awesome. He's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, there's so many. Russell Crowe.
One more.
From The Gladiator.
Oh,
man. Russell Crowe.
I love that movie. That soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah. Powerful.
Yeah.
Well, you passed your test with flying colors, Benny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She is very pleased with what you've chosen.
I can't say that I don't like it's not. I love all the actors because you know to put your life into doing that type of work. My hat's off to you. You know, I think I could do it. Because it pulls so much from you, you know. We were talking the other day about how these actors, they have to get ready for their role. So they either have to gain weight or lose weight. And it's like, you take your body through so much, you know. And then depending on your mindset, when you have to get into character, if you're in this severely dramatic role and you have to get into character with your mindset, I'm like, oh, man. You just go through so much, so my hat's off to you guys.
Thank you so much.
You know, Benny, when you're acting like the more dramatic parts and the more intense parts, is there a place that you reach from? Do you reach from, like, your own experiences in life to get into character?
For the most part, I do reach out to some deep thoughts, but I also I incorporate what I've learned during my Meisner training, which basically puts you living in an imaginary circumstances using real things, and and that just really moves you, and it keeps you with that energy going through that scene or whatever it is that you're doing. It's a little bit of a lot of different things. A lot of different elements that play a part in that. But for the most part, yeah, I do reach back to some of my experiences that do help. But also my training, which is something else that helps us put the best way that they put it is, you put real life in the imaginary circumstance. That is just amazing.
And that's what I've always heard, mm-hmm. that, you know, when you do mm-hmm. hear the actors, they say that they pull on their experiences, and some of them have trouble getting back out of character for, like, a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not an easy road, but it's definitely easy. You know, you, as an actor, you have to be vigilant. You have to be, you know, able to shut it off. You know, obviously, to be healthy. But yeah, that's why I'm glad I got the training that I did. You know, I mean, it's great to have different tools. And your arsenal ready to help you out. But I can't see it any other way. I for me, it's you have to have a passion and a love for it to be able to do this. So, yeah, this is what I love, and hey, this is what I do.
There's a new agency here in Houston, and my friend Troy, he wants to, you know, try acting. So he was like, and I know you want to do it too, so we're supposed to be trying it together. So we may have to call you for tips, Benny, and say, okay, we're very horrible. We're messing up everything. Can you tell us what we need to do?
Yeah, sure.
He's like, okay.
No problem. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
That yeah, comes into play. It's like, just Skype me.
Nikki will be there.
You'll
have to, yeah.
Oh, gosh, of course.
Nikki will, she'll explain, you know, okay, we'll help her with this, help her with that. Because she'll be in the background always. I mean, if you see me, you see Nikki. That's just how life goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean,
well,
don't be there too long, because that's where I started.
Yeah. You got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially I thought about, and I seriously am thinking about this, because who knows my characters better than I do? You know, no one does, because I have lived and breathed these characters for years. So we are getting current offers of people wanting to turn the Davenports into a film already or a TV series. And we're just kind of feeling them out and seeing who's really serious, who's just saying something. It's all about their past work, you know, because it's my baby, so it has to be just right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
So, Benny, why don't you tell everybody do you have a website?
I said, let me know. I wouldn't mind. I would like to be in it.
Of course, that's a given, Benny. That's a given, because then I know it's going to be, you know, look good. I mean, because I need other people around me to help me look good, since I'm a novice. So that would be great. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think you can play Alessandra very well, Mara.
You think so? That's the main character, or one of the
main
characters. But who would Benny play, then, Nikki?
I was thinking Benny could be Steven, because he is dramatic.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
Nice.
And I think, I know Roy's listening. Roy, I was thinking maybe.
Roy could be Mac.
That's what I was going to say. That was just what I was going to say.
Yeah, Roy. Okay, now you have to read the book, Benny, so you can see what you'll be acting in the near future, seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going
to
be fun.
You know, we have to get Benny early, though, because he gets booked up, like months and months in advance. And with what he has coming out, it could be years in advance.
Well, as soon as it's inked. The deal is inked. You call Benny. You call everyone that needs to be involved, and then you get them LinkedIn. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's how you do that.
Yeah. You get them, you get a book.
Tell our followers how they can follow you, you know, where they can reach at. I did post your IMDb, so, but
thank
what
you.
Are other places can they follow you?
I'm on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Benny Bernard, Benny Bernard Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook as Benny Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also have a LinkedIn, my LinkedIn as well. You can reach me. It's Benjamin Bernard Jr. I have a Facebook fan page. That one is Benjamin Bernard Jr. as well. So those are pretty much the places as of right now that, excuse me, pretty much the places right now that that I can be reached at.
Okay.
Yeah, and my email address as well is bbernard@gmail.com. So.
Wonderful. Well, we can't say enough how happy we are. I'm following you on Instagram now. I thought I already was.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I faithfully follow you on and you know what, I do have to thank you for this, Benny. I mean, in the Marpros Book Club, you faithfully will like it, and thank you for the support. We are trying
absolutely.
To get our interaction up to where it was a year ago. We're working hard.
Yeah.
I think we got too big for our britches, and we just need to size down again. But thank
gotcha.
You.
Gotcha. Yes, and no, I thank all my supporters. I mean, I wouldn't be working, you know. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm so grateful.
Right.
I'm definitely grateful for that. I appreciate all the likes and all the support. I mean, it fuels me to continue on doing what I love. And it's amazing. It's a blessing.
Well, that's great. So make sure, too, that, you know, you keep us in mind so you can come back on the show. Hopefully next time we're talking about the project of Davenport. Or
yeah.
You met The Rock and you got The Rock's number for me, and then I can call him.
Yeah.
You just, you'll get used to it. You just ignore like we do.
Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, man.
But no, Benny, it has been a blast having you on this show. We are so appreciative.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see your work. Are there movies out right now, like on Amazon Prime or Netflix, that we can watch?
There are movies out right now. Some on Amazon, some on YouTube, some on basically those streaming places as of right now.
Okay. I'll look it up.
There's quite a few. There's quite a few. I'm putting them all together on the website. Actually, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I had one before, but it was taken down because I needed to update a lot of things, and so I'll get it up and running here shortly with different clips and different links where you can actually go and see some of the films of the projects that I've been a part of, been blessed to be a part of, actually. So, yeah, I'll have that up and running here within the next few weeks. And
okay.
And, yeah, I'll make sure to share that with everybody.
Good. Great. And then we'll share it, too, as well.
Sure.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will let you get back to your Saturday, but once again, thank you so much for being on the show. Don't be a stranger, Benny. You know, we're always on Facebook, so that's primarily
mm-hmm.
where you can find it. All hours of the night, too, so don't worry about it.
Back tomorrow.
Thank you.
You know, if the thought comes or the inspiration, I have to do it. Nikki's
yeah.
always telling me, go to bed. I can see it in your
go
eyes.
To bed.
Your eyes are puffy. I just, yeah, I'm working on it.
That's good, you know. Sometimes when you feel it, that passion, it just takes over you. I understand.
It does. It really
yeah.
does. Yeah, especially when you start seeing things actually coming to fruition that you've been wanting for so long. It's like, you know, I've been thinking about the next steps for so long, and now we're at the next steps, me and Nikki, and it's like, oh my gosh, okay, now it's time to do this, now it's time to do that, you know? So it's exciting.
It is. It's very
That's amazing how you can live in the moment, too, right?
Well, like I said, keep in touch, Benny. Thank you again. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I have to work today, actually. I have an audition to go to and a few other things, and then I'll be with the family. So I have a busy day.
Oh, well, good luck on the audition.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, I guess we'll introduce Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll read some of his bio. I really enjoyed it. I highlighted the area that I wanted to read. It was in 2006 when his love for acting resurfaced after the drama club days and some acting seminars under his belt. He went to an open casting call for the part of a football referee in We Are Marshall in 2006, but was chosen to play the role of National Guard troop. Roy would continue this project as a game photographer several months later. From there, Roy would go on to play the role as a football referee in USA Network's Necessary Roughness in 2012, Season 2, Season 9, Season 10, in 2015. He has also appeared in FX's Atlanta as a gun shopper and a basketball referee. And then he has also played a recurring role as a Secret Service agent on Tyler Perry's production of The Have and Have Not. That's a good show. Season 5. Mm-hmm. And this is the one I love. And also played Kingdom Guard in Season 7 and Season 8 of The Walking Dead. Let us introduce and bring Roy Cutler to our show. We are so excited to have him, too. Hi, Roy.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being our guest. We're so happy.
Yeah.
I'm truly honored. It means a lot that I can come on your show and talk a little bit about myself and my background, but more so, you know, kind of promote your show as well. So I appreciate
Right. Tell us more about your background, Roy.
Well, it may be boring to some listeners, but I try to keep it as brief as I can. And, you know, I'm a late bloomer in the acting business because when you read my bio talking about drama, that's how I first learned to appreciate the art was back in the 10th grade. I actually tried to go into drafting, but I was late signing up for drafting. So they said, well, you can go in a drama class. So I said, okay, well, I'll sign up for drama. And then after that whole year of the 10th grade, that's where I was like, okay, I can do something with this. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the Air Force after I graduated high school and thought that it was going to be the end of it. And but then I got stationed overseas in Europe, and the Stagecoach, which is a huge theater production company in London, was offering a 3-day workshop. And this was the early 90s. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and sign up for this. So I did, and so I got on the stage with some great Shakespearean actors. Then I thought, well, maybe theater was going to be my route. Because what they were teaching us in this seminar had nothing to do with film acting. Because there is a difference, you know, theater and film acting, there is a difference. But I walked away from that 3-day seminar feeling good, and but I didn't do anything else afterwards until 2006. And again, with the bio, what you're saying, I was still in the Air Force. There was an open casting call for We Are Marshall, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try it. I do officiate football on the side as well, so if I'm not acting, I'm on the football field. Every now and then I do some basketball, so that's how it all really kind of got started for me, because I wanted to, you know, to be an official, but I showed up in uniform, in my military uniform, and they said, wait, well, let's use you as a National Guard guy, and then it kind of evolved from there. So, again, a late bloomer. I'll be 53 years of age this year. I know there's other people that, you know, been doing it a lot longer than I have, but it's truly a blessing. I'm happy to be where I'm at so far, and I'm hoping to go further with it.
That's great. That is awesome. And, you know, I have to ask about how is it or was it working on The Walking Dead? That is one of my favorite shows. So I'm very curious how it was with it. I mean, are the zombies, like, just right there on set with you and everything?
Well, you know, Atlanta, you know, there's several locations where
uh-huh.
they film The Walking Dead. And uh-huh. the scenes that I did was filmed in Atlanta and not in Sonora, which is in the southern part of Georgia, a little bit more south of Atlanta. But when I was on set as a team guard, of course, I saw all the main players. They were right
mm-hmm.
there, and you get to interact with them. But I never saw a zombie. All the shots that I shot, there was no zombies to be around.
Oh, wow.
So I never got a chance to see them.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's very good,
but,
though. I would rather probably see the main actors and interact with them. And
sure, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the production company really treated everyone world class. Even, you know, us background artists and you know, and some that are featured, you know, like Benny was talking about, you know, previously before I came on, you know, they made you feel like, you know, we're a family, and which is important mm-hmm. because, you know, background is where a lot of people probably get to start unless you're just coming into the industry really well talented, and there are a few that walked on to set without any type of formal training because they just have that natural ability. But for the most of us, you know, we start in the junior league, and then you kind of work your way on up. And
mm-hmm.
so even as a background artist, they made you feel good, and I like that. Walking Dead was probably one of my better ones as a background.
And what other projects are you currently working on that you can talk about?
Well, yeah, we are about to shoot a film that's been written by Laura Poindexter, and it's called Choose This Day. So within a couple of weeks, we're going to shoot this. And what's unique about this one is the film has already won a Gold Award, and you know, in the industry, a Gold Award recognizes a lot of folks in with different type of accolades that they may be able to enter a film festival and hoping that, you know, they could win this thing. But anyway, the Gold Award was already been given to this screenplay before we even put the trailer together. So we're getting ready to work on the trailer in a couple of weeks, and I'm playing a devil, a mean-spirited guy, and I've always played the good guy. And again,
mm-hmm.
like Benny talked about previously, so now I'm doing this alter ego playing the evil spirit of a girl that's kind of down on her luck. She doesn't know if she wants to go the right direction or the bad direction, so I'm pulling at her heartstrings. You know, I want to bring her to the evil side, and all the good spirits, I'm trying to bring her to the good side, so... but anyway, this film, again, like, we're going to shoot the trailer, and it's already been, it's going to be brought into the Hip Hop Festival in New York City on August the 2nd through the 5th, that
oh,
they
nice.
Kind of call the, yeah, it's called like the 4 Days of Fresh, and, the Hip Hop Festival basically it's a festival to feature filmmakers, you know, that's raised in the global culture of hip hop. So that
mm-hmm.
means basically they focus on stories from all over the world, you know, from all different genres, written, produced, and directed by everybody in the universal culture. So Laura Poindexter has written this trailer, and again, with the International Independent Film Awards already been recognized. So I'm excited to do that. We did a in-conference, telephone conference phone read the other day, and we're getting ready to do another one next week as a table read. and then we're going to shoot this on a Sunday, and then we're going to roll into the Hip Hop Festival in August.
That is exciting. Wow. You've got a lot going on.
Yes, well, again, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be a part of it. That's the newest thing on my plate. You know, it's a hit and miss. It really is. When I heard you talk again with Benny, you know, there's a lot of similarities between he and I, and of course, a lot of people in the industry. You never know what they want, and you may think you give the best performance on a self-tape audition or an in-person audition. And you walk out, you beat yourself up, you think, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. You give up and say, forget it. And then you kind of talk to other people, the casting directors, and they say, it's nothing personal. It's not you. It's not what the producers had an image of. You did great, but that's not what they were looking for. You know, so a lot of doors to get slammed on you. And so I'm very fortunate that any door that opens up, whether it's an independent film or a student film, it's experience. It's exposure.
Right. Nikki, you have questions? Did you say something?
D-Roll, can you hear me?
Now we
Hello?
Can hear you.
I'm sorry.
We can hear you now.
I was saying.
I can hear you before.
I'm looking through your. Okay. Looking through your film and TV role, you've been in some major productions, you know, Fate of the Furious, The Have and Have Not, Necessary Roughness. You know, those are popular things that most people wouldn't even think, oh, my gosh, I'm doing a scene or on this show. How does that feel, you know, to be on those shows and to work with those actors?
It's, again, I use the word blessing because we are,
right.
You know, I am blessed to be doing this because there are so many people, especially in the Atlanta area, that
right.
are really wanting to try to do this. You know,
mm-hmm.
Atlanta, you know, the Hollywood of the South, you know, so a lot of people are coming here, so which means a lot of people are trying to break into it. So I'm very honored to do all that. You know, a quick story that you were talking about with Benny and The Rock, working with him. You know, I was I had the opportunity to work with him on the Fate of the Furious, the latest in the Fast and Furious franchise.
No
and,
way!
Yeah, I was.
Did you get
I
his number, Roy?
No, but I will tell you. I will tell you a story. What happened with he and I on set. I don't know if you've seen the movie. I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody.
Yeah, I did
know,
see the movie.
It came out last. Okay. Well, I'm one of the four guards that are escorting him off the bus and carrying him into the prison, up to his prison cell. And so it's some really good feature shots. You know, that was you can really see some good camera angles of me, and I really appreciate that. But I'm walking behind Dwayne, and he's handcuffed. So he's handcuffed by the ankles and by the wrist. So at the ankles, he has a long chain that's followed behind him. So we're walking really close, you know, and the director says, you know, action. And so we're walking, and he's walking, you know, kind of wobbly side to side because of the handcuffs on the chain and at his ankles. And we get to the part where we need to turn the corner and get out of camera angle, but and it's lead him into the prison, and I step on the back of his chain. And, you know, when you do that and you're not expecting that makes the person trip. So he stumbled forward a little bit. And, you know, but the professional that he is, you know, he continued on with the scene. I knew it. I felt bad. We got out of camera angle. We waited. We kind of stood off to the side until that scene got finished, and you heard the director say, cut. I look at The Rock. He looks at me. We made eye contact, and I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. And he walks over to me with that big hand of his, and he backhands me on my chest. He says, it's all good, bro. And I was like, man, that hurts. So,
Well, that's good. So, hopefully you'll get to, you know, you or Benny will get to do more with The Rock, so y'all can, you know, get me in the picture. I'm going to marry him.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there was any man crushes out there, I give him his I give him his props. He's a nice looking guy. You know.
Mary.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Nikki?
I don't even remember after that. I do have another question though.
Okay.
So talking about roles, you said that you were of the, what did you say, versus what Benny does? Benny does the dramatic and anti-hero. Which roles did you say you do more of?
No, I'm trying to do more roles of the anti-hero.
Okay.
And like you're saying, and I think the reason why we all feel that way is because, you know, for the most part, we all tried to live model lives, you know, as citizens. You know,
right.
we are good
right.
people. And when you get an opportunity to do something different, you know, it challenges you. It does. You want to try that. And you know, throughout my career, you know, as a cop and in the Air Force, an authoritative figure is what I've always I'm used to. And then, you know, when people look at my bio, when parts are offered to me, you know, that's the first thing they want to do. Hey, let's make you a police officer, a Secret Service, or whatever. Let's,
right, right.
I'll take it. But I want to. Sometimes I want to play that bad guy. I want to see what that feels like.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of.
So with this one that's coming up, so this one that's coming up by Tuesday, that we're shooting in a couple weeks, that will give me really my first exposure as being evil. So I look forward to the challenge.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Seriously. You'll have to keep us posted on that and come back on the show so we can tell the listeners.
Sure will. Yeah,
especially after the festival, you know, to tell us more about that. Are you going to the festival?
Well, the you know, Laura, again, the screenwriter, director, not director, but the screenwriter, producer of the play, stated that, yeah, she would like to, you know, rent, you know, maybe a passenger van or several of them, and we all go up there. It would be a long drive, I guess, if we did that from Atlanta to New York City. But I'll have to see what else is going on my schedule because, again, with us as part-time actors that are not in the industry full-time, you know, we all still got full-time jobs. And I'm trying to work on that and see if I can do that. I would love for, you know, like Steve Harvey always talk about, you know, I would love to take that leap of faith and just drop everything. And, you know, I'm going to go for it and do it. But, you know, when you got a family to support and a mortgage and everything else, it's like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like to be able to go up there. Yeah. So I'll see if I can.
That's exactly how I feel with my writing. It's like I would love to just take that leap of faith, dive into it, but I'm like, oh, I got two children. I have bills.
Right.
If it was just me, it would be different. Yeah, if it was just me, it would be different, but not with two kids. So we'll wait.
Sure.
We're making progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Roy, be sure
you
to
know,
check,
but,
check out the books, too.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely will. You know, I was going to say, again, with this one that we're shooting, the hip-hop festival has only been around for, you know, a couple of years. So we're really trying to promote that one as well. And, you know, they've got some sponsors. You know, you got these independent films and filmmakers that, like the 48-hour film festival, that these up-and-coming people that are just shooting film on their phone and submitting to these festivals, you know, they're getting major sponsors, you know, like Netflix and CBS and Verizon. So so it's not anything that, you know, maybe somebody that's aspiring to want to do this thinking, well, it's not going to go anywhere. You never know. And mm-hmm. I would say if you want to do it, get involved, do it, get the actors. There are a lot of people that are taking acting classes that want to do it, and they need the exposure and the experience. And again, with the writers, you know, like yourself, Nikki, as you're talking about writing, you know, put something on paper and take a chance. And that's mm-hmm. how I'm kind of going with. I'm taking a chance, so.
Good for you.
Yep.
I mean, you got to do it. We have about 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. Do you want to give the listeners and our followers your contact? Well, not contact, but like how to follow you and how to keep up with what you're doing.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I'm in the process of getting my website rebuilt. I had one mm-hmm. that kind of fell apart, so I'm redoing it. So in the meantime, you know, obviously my Facebook is Roy Coulter, and it's a fan page also, Roy Coulter. So please go on and like that. But I will update that with my web page info, and of course IMDb, and then I'm represented by Actors LA Agency, which is also on my Facebook page. So anybody that want to contact me can go through the Actors LA Agency with my agent, and I'm approachable. You know, I'm not the kind of hands off. If you want to instant message me, I'll take it. I want to hear what you have to say, comments, good or bad or anything, and I'll do it. But let me say in closing before you walk out of here, because I'll answer your question. You're talking about, you know, the actors or actresses
yeah.
that I would like to work for.
Uh-huh.
So I was able to go ahead and write down just a couple of them.
See?
So I like to share. The first one is Ice Cube.
Nikki's favorite part.
And I like Ice Cube
yeah.
because he was the one that didn't have – Yeah, he great actor. His intensity, mm-hmm. he brings intensity mm-hmm. to the set without any formal training. And he was one of those mm-hmm. natural guys that came right into the business and is very consummate professional. Jennifer Lopez
right.
is another one.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta, that's Goodfellas. And
mm-hmm.
Another guy. Awesome, awesome actor. He can turn it off and on. You know, he can be funny, serious. He'll cry on set in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes are always red when he's crying. Fabulous actor. Kevin Hart. And then round it off, Denzel Washington. That's another guy, man. That's,
yeah.
Awesome.
I love being on set with him today.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
I think Training Day showed people a totally different new side to him that they never saw.
It did.
So, yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
It really
exactly.
is. Mm-hmm.
And you look at that role that got him the Academy Award for playing a bad guy. You know, all the others,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of a professional, you know, good guy role, and now he goes and plays a bad guy and wins an Academy Award. So
yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm rooting for you and Benny. Y'all are going to get that with y'all bad guy role.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
and,
that.
And don't
yeah,
forget to
you.
Consider Roy. We've already picked out your part in my book. So
yeah.
we're kind of up here booking you. We see this character in the book that we want you to play. I am serious. I'm getting serious inquiries about turning it to filmmakers, but I want to make sure they're legit and it'll be a good project.
Mm-hmm.
Would love mm-hmm. for you and Benny to be in it and bring some stellar performances. I know it would be great.
Wow, great. I would love to. Yeah, send it to me, and I'll come out to Houston, and we'll sit down, and we'll put it on film.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both you and Benny, for coming on the show today.
Yes, it's
yes,
been
thank
great.
Thank you for having me.
And then come back when, you know, you want to talk about your new projects, anything upcoming, just be sure to come back and let's announce it and help promote it for you.
Yeah.
Sure will. I'd be honored to come back.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, Prozers,
yeah.
for tuning in today. We've had another fantastic show. It's been fun, as always. Check out Benny and Roy's work. I will be posting on my blog on Monday just kind of a synopsis of this, where you can reach them, and some of their, like Benny's demo reels, so that you can see what we were talking about today. They're two phenomenal actors, and I'm very proud of both of them and what they're doing. So we'll end here, but have a wonderful Saturday, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.